Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Well, hello, everyone. Hello, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Now, a featured host, as many of you know. Today's date is 2/6/2013, February 6th, the month of love, so they say. And it is 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. in Los Angeles, San Diego also. BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com, everyone, get on over and subscribe as a free member. We are all on the go, but BGE is definitely also on the go, and just to keep you in the loop, you definitely want to get over to BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com so that way you can subscribe and get all the email blasts and keep up with all the latest that is happening with us as a reminder, because, you know, I get a lot of tweets, a lot of Facebook messages. I get a lot of emails from everyone saying, hey, what's the latest? And as I'm going to tell you, just go to BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com. And, you'll get all the email blasts, as you're on the go to keep you in the loop as a reminder. At Kalithia, follow me on Twitter. Also, we have our new Build, Grow, and Enjoy BGE Radio Twitter, and that's at BGE_radio. You guys are flooding in already. You know, it's just such a sign that I guess I just have to keep working a little harder because we already have floods and floods of listeners and followers and viewers coming in on the BGE radio Twitter. So that's just absolutely a great, great sign. Lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. Remember, with all of our shows, so many ways to tune in. You can call in by phone, 347-215-8709. Of course, you guys know we are all media web platform, on the go, in the times, relevant. So 347-215-8709, that's our call-in number to listen in. Also our call-in line, to get on the air to speak to our many, many great guests that we have and on with our many, many different hosts. Or go to the website, BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com. On the front page, the player is there. You can just click the arrow, the play button, or click the listen keyword, that's the keyword, listen, so that way you're able to tune into any of our shows, including the show that's current or live for the one that we're running right now or at the moment. All our shows are also archived, so just remember that all of them are archived, so you can listen to them at your convenience. You can go all the way back to when we first started Build, Grow, and Enjoy on November 1st, 2010, a day very memorable for me, but just to catch a lot of our great shows and learn a lot more about me. I'm getting a lot of people coming in, definitely reaching out to me globally. Build, Grow, and Enjoy is really getting on that global level, from Africa and, Australia, in Russia and Asia, Europe. So many people are coming in on that global level, which is just absolutely a blessing, because that's the whole purpose of us here at Build, Grow, and Enjoy, for us to spread that message, keeping our communities empowered, sharing our expertise, and just encouraging each other to go forward. So definitely that is a blessing in disguise. So you guys know I have a great, great guest today, and I'm just really, really excited to have her on the air today. But before I get to that, I want to make sure that, to let you guys know or just remind you, if you haven't already, then you need to get on over to executiveprep.org. And you guys know Omar McGee with the Executive Prep Academy, Financial Literacy School, is coming to L.A. Teaching our leaders of tomorrow about money, dream come true. He had joined us, but his upcoming gala is near on February 20th, 2013. You want to get on over to executiveprep.org and purchase your tickets. You know, it's going to be one of the biggest, I feel, fundraisers up in 2013 in Los Angeles, and it's during Oscar week. Of course, you know, I will be there in support of Omar and his team and the school itself. You know, the Reason to Believe Gala, it's benefiting, you know, like I said, the newest school, you know, the newest to school reform, actually, Executive Preparatory Academy of Finance, founder Omar McGee, which you guys know he joined us here on Billboard and Joy to speak on the school. They're also going to be honoring Academy Award winner Louis Gossett Jr. and California State Senator Karen Price Jr. for all their great work throughout the community here on the west side of everything, west coast, Los Angeles area. It's also going to be hosted by reality star and CNN's Showbiz Tonight contributor Keita Williams. You guys remember Keita Williams? That's a working diva also. So just absolutely just awesome how everyone's just coming in to show their support for something just so great coming to the community. And like I said, 2/20/2013 being held at the beautiful Viviana in Los Angeles. So Lita Hollywood would be there in support of the school, which is opening fall 2013. And as I stated, I will be in attendance and, you know, for support for this great, great cause and this school that's coming in the community. Big congrats to Omar McGee and Rise Media Group for just such a successful launch. They're such a hardworking team, and it's just, you know, a pleasure to know them. And we just need more people like them out in our community as we go forth and just, you know, build, grow, and enjoy. That's what it's all about. So as I stated, we are still waiting for Karen to call in. Karen White, as you guys know, is my special guest for today. And I can tell you it's just amazing, amazing to have her to join me today. It just seems like, you know, you just never know where life is going to lead you. You know, and I say this because, you know, Karen, you know, she was like a big sister to me growing up. And, you know, I am a diehard fan. You know, dressed like her, tried to sing like her, which never, ever worked out. But just, you know, truly inspired, you know, just truly inspired me growing up, you know, as a young lady, as she did many of us, you know, definitely a working diva, have a lot of things going on today in her. With her coming back on the scene, she, you know, she took some time off to be with her family, and she's back, you know, hotter than ever. So while we wait for her, you know, she's a diva, so we're waiting for her. We were going to go ahead. I'm going to take a couple of calls so they can send their you know, their big thanks or their messages to Karen, because I'm sure Karen's going to listen back to the show as she gets, you know, before she hops on, or re-listen to it when she gets some time. But I definitely want to take a few callers because I want to be able to manage this from the piece of making sure that we are able to take as many callers as possible with the many things that we have to speak about with Karen. So I'm going to take a call, and then after we take a couple of calls, I'm definitely going to go ahead and play one of Karen's songs, giving her some time to call in. We're still waiting for her. She just tweeted, so she will be calling in. She's probably tied up, but she knows, but she will be calling in soon. So let's go ahead and take a couple of calls so that we can see who has what to say to Miss Karen White coming on the air. Pretty soon. Hi, welcome to Bill Grow and Enjoy, 678-9133. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Still waiting for Karen to call in. She just tweeted, but we're just still waiting for her. Is there something you'd like to say to her?
Well, being a vocal artist myself, this is SDW.
Hi, SD.
How you doing? I would like to let her know that she is an inspiration not to just the women, but also to the men. Because when she came out with that song, Superwoman, she put a lot of brothers on notice. She put
a lot
of brothers on. She let them know that these women are not going to take this no more. They're going to stand up. They're going to rise up and grow together and be strong. and I appreciate that. I appreciate that for her. It also gives young men a guideline to let them know that this is the way a woman wants to be treated, and it also gave me the inspiration to write the type of music and sing the type of music that I do.
Right. Are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay, I thought she was breaking up. Yeah, she's truly an inspiration. And just to say this in between, she's actually running a little late. I just got a message, so she will be calling in. She's about 10, 15 minutes behind schedule, so she'll be calling in soon. But definitely, you know, SDW, you have a lot of great things going on. And, yes, she is an inspiration. Like I said, I looked up to her like she was a big sister.
Yes, that's the legend. I mean, just before I got on Bill Grown and Joy, I was looking at a show that she did in '88, performing that song Superwoman, and it was like I couldn't stop smiling. I kept looking at the time. I'm like, do I have enough time? Can I finish watching? So I was going back and forth. But I mean, she is absolutely a godsend.
Yes, she is. Well, thank you for calling in and sending that message in to her. You know, like I said, she's running late, but I'm sure they're going to replay this and all her management team. So definitely let them know how they can follow you and see more information on you, because you have a lot of great things going on also yourself, SDW.
Yeah, I have a show coming up in Atlanta, matter of fact, on March the 22nd at the Brand Factory in Atlanta. And you can follow me on Twitter at dcruz123. You can Facebook me, Demetrius SDW Grant, and tripleplayent23.com.
Awesome. Well, you have a great day, and thank you for calling in, and all my blessings to you.
All right, thank you very much, and bless you too.
Thank you. Yes, as I've mentioned, everyone, Karen, I just got a message from her management team. She's running a little late, so just hang in there, but we have plenty of callers, and we can play the music and just, you know, keep it flowing. You know, I'm a working diva myself, and we're going to keep this show going because the other working diva is on her way. So let's take another call, and then we'll play one of Karen's songs that's from her new album, Carpe Diem, which we will be speaking about. But let's go ahead and take this call. Hello, caller 404-8922. Welcome to Bill Grown and Joy, BGE Radio.
Hi, Miss Kalitha Jenkins. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. How are you? Welcome to Bill Grown and Joy.
My name is Nikisha Jones Pate, and I'm so inspired about your show. I just first time listening in, got an invitation to join in on the radio. And I'm just so inspired by what you're doing in the community and the awareness that you're bringing to the different things of finances and empowerment with, you know, globally and everything. And I want to actually just say even about Miss Karen White, because I didn't know that I would actually have time to get on to the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to piggyback on the back of the guy who was just on before me. And speaking about that song, you know, Superwoman, again, you know, so many years later, you know, even a decade later, that song is still so powerful in to women, especially me, being a young married woman, but did not even desire to be married because of such of the responsibility and such of the, I guess, it seemed like torture to me. I'm sorry. I'm going to be honest. It seemed like it was something that really scared me, the responsibility that men act like all the roles you had to play. You had to play, you know, the mother role, the wife role, the lady in the bed, and all of these things. And I wasn't for that labor. I wasn't for being someone's personal slave. So I can personally just say that that song empowered me as a woman, as an individual, and my hat goes off to her for sticking with the industry and still being a woman of standard through all of these years. And again, I want to applaud you as well for this platform for her and other women. and individuals that are able to come online and get this exposure to stay in contact.
Thank you, thank you. And you have a lot of awesome things going on yourself, Keisha. One, which was very, you know, where I was sent to your platform, and that's Black Women Networking, which is really awesome. Can you just let everyone listening to know a little bit about that while we wait for Karen?
Yes, ma'am, I would love to. Black Women Networking is actually an acronym for Black Women. The platform actually came from about 3 years ago. I lost my mother. She was my best friend. She was an entrepreneur, a pioneer in the hair industry, did so many things from Carnegie Hall dancing, first runner-up for Miss Black America. She was Miss New York, and she was my idol. And she was a woman that had her hands in everything, and she was all about empowering Black women. And women as a whole, Christian women, she had a heart for Christ, for God. And being next to her, I got so much of her spirit that was transferred over to me. And I thought this mission, this journey that I'm on, I thought she would be here to do it with me. I thought I would be her Batman and Robin. But, you know, it's funny how God works things out. And he built me up to be strong enough to carry this torch on alone without her. But, you know, how many of you know out there that I'm not really alone? I'm not really doing this by myself. So, but I'm doing this, and I'm very passionate about it right now, Ms. Jenkins, because this is something that is much bigger than Nikisha. You know, and a lot of times when God gives you things, it's definitely out of something that you're able to attain by yourself. You have to put faith in him to bring those things to fruition. And, you know, God gave me this vision along with my mother, like I said, over 3 years ago. And now I have been giving a platform in many places where I did not know that I really had a voice to talk to women about business, about being broken, about helping each other, about empowering each other. But, you know, there was a seed that was planted in me years ago through her that now has blossomed. And this phenomenal organization is coming from, you know, from Atlanta to Mobile, Alabama, ladies in North Carolina, and all the way to the UK. You know, we have ladies that are coming into agreement with us to help our communities, to help our young women. And actually this month, February, I'm being featured on the cover of a magazine called Ackerman Christian Business Magazine. And, yes, ma'am, I have a write-up in there. And currently what I want to share with your listeners is what BWN is doing right now is a 30-day no negativity campaign. And what that is we're actually dedicating 30 minutes of our morning to directing the day of our lives. You know, from the beginning of our day, we're going to wake up and we're going to acknowledge that we have breath in our body, we have life, we have another opportunity that no matter what happened yesterday or the day before, we can take control of our day by the words that come out of our mouth, and we're going to speak positive, and we're gonna create an atmosphere in our environment by the words we speak out of our mouth.
Right. Well, it's just awesome with the things that you're doing. I love, like, you had this one with your group, 30 Days of No Negativity, and it was just amazing of about the powerful messages that a lot of the women within the group that were just posting, and it was just so encouraging because it even encouraged me. It had me involved, and you know, busy as I am, I still was like, I got to post in this group. So I want to commend you also to let you know that you are really, really making a difference, and just really, I can see you just really, really touching the lives, and that's what it's about, just us, you know, encouraging one another. And, you know, Karen speaks a lot about that, especially on one of her songs, which I'm going to play next, called Sister, Sister. I'm not sure if you heard it yet, but she speaks a lot about that. You know, just us as women, you know, having each other's back and just encouraging each other to go forward.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. One other thing I want to add, you know, as a woman, I just personally, you know, celebrate all women. You know, BWN is about the Black women because that's where I feel we have the need, but we celebrate all women. And we regard them to the highest respect. Women are all very uniquely designed in my eyes by God. And there are few of us that reach a high level of success. But it's not that we can't achieve that. It's because of the support and the information. And that's where I think BWN comes into play with that support.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, let everyone know how they can follow your group. You should let everyone know how they can follow you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you can actually contact us by phone. Our number is 404-907-0211. You can also contact by email. I have a personal email because BWN is ground floor right now. We are still looking for people to come a part of our organization and help us and find your fit with us. And you can also email me at kjones.pate@gmail.com. Okay, and you can also find our group and our fan page on Facebook at blackwomennetworking.com. Feel
awesome.
Free to, you know, hit us up in the email. We love. Also, we have an event that's coming up on the 21st. It's open to the public. We're going to be at Joe's Crab Shack in Lilburn, Georgia, in their banquet room, and we're just having fun. We're just having a networking event for the ladies to come out and meet each other, then share your business cards, share your stories, meet each other, and, you know, build good relationships.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you, Keisha. All my continued success to you as you empower women. We now have Karen. She's here. So I'm going to go ahead and get on over to her so she can start talking to these ladies because we have a lot of people listening in. But my continued success to you, and I love what you're doing too, girlfriend. You are definitely a working diva.
Thank you. Likewise. I love you so much, and I'm a follower of your show from this point on.
Thank you. Have a good one, okay?
You too. Be blessed.
Well, here's our superwoman. Welcome to Deal Girl today, Karen.
Hey, the song says, I'm not your superwoman, but I guess I'll take that. I feel like a superwoman today. How's everybody
yeah.
doing?
Yeah, we're doing good. Well, you know, I'm a superwoman today.
Oh,
in a good way.
What's up, you guys?
Yes, you got them listening in, and we're just speaking to Keisha. She has a network group, really popular network group out in Atlanta called Black Women Network, and just encouraging women. And I was just speaking on that piece because that's a lot what your song sisters speak about. But before we get to your songs, Karen, we want to know, where have our working diva been at, and what is the latest going on with you?
Ha, ha, ha. That's a funny one. Where have I been? I know, huh? Well, let me tell you this. I never would have strategically, brilliantly planned this idea to say, oh, I'm going to step away from the entertainment industry, which, you know, we know the entertainment industry doesn't remember yesterday. It's all about today. So for 17 years, and then I'm going to come back and make this huge comeback. Right. When I left in 90s, late 99 or something, I went through a divorce, my mom died, and all of that was devastating because I was one of these women that was like, you know, my husband, my family is important, and, you know, I'm not going to wind up like these other artists that do this and that. And when I found myself in that position, it was scary because spiritually I was awakened. That loss, that devastation showed me, how did you get here? So it's so easy, and you have to watch the compromises. Everything is like putting on an armor daily because you wind up being this person, and you look back and you go, how did I get there? And when you're successful, people don't tell you the truth. So I had a lot of kick butts around me. I had nannies, AM, PM, chefs, you could name it. And, nobody was truthful with who Karen White was, and she wasn't a cool chick. And so the Lord then, he called me, and I really believe that it was a lot of pain. And as I look back on all this loss, and I didn't want to sing anymore. It just took away my whole spirit. I became just, I didn't care. I was just, you know, not to where I was destructive in that sense, but I kind of felt like my life, the best was already, I had lived it. I'll never be able to find a husband who's as incredible as Jerry Lewis. I've had platinum records. My mom is gone. Why live? Who cares? You know, I've already done it at an early age. Before 30, I'm saying my life is behind me. The only thing that kept me sane was my daughter, you know, really to where it's like, I got to be here for her. And it sounds crazy to have everything but have nothing and be spiritually poor. So I started to, like, you know, you know, got involved in the wrong relationships and just, you know, it was like, how can you go from something so great, of a man to, it was just like I didn't love myself when I sit
right.
back and look at it because my choices were reflecting that.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't. So I didn't want to be in the industry. I wanted to do something that I felt, shoot, I want to be in control of my destiny. I hate a business to where they control and say, you know, if we like this, you have a hit. I don't want that. I got to be something that if I work, I can produce the effort based on my effort and not on it really having to be this, you know, as they call it, like the whiz. Okay, we're granted an opportunity. So I started saying, you know what, I met a woman who was an incredible Jewish white lady who was sick with turning properties. I had no idea that this woman had done 12 homes. She was an interior designer. She owned an antique shop. She was fabulous. She was beautiful. She had taste of life. I bought her home because I moved, you know, from Minnesota to Sacramento. And she taught me how, you know, she's like, oh, this is what I do for a living. I'm like, oh, who wouldn't want a job like this? This is, you know, this is awesome. And it's, you know, I love, I love decorating anyway because I just, you know, Terry and I just built a home. So I was like, this could be great. Sacramento was a growing market, the Kings. I mean, it was like our appreciation for homes were going through the roof. And so I said, I can do this and I can still be with my daughter. So the thing about Karen White is that she is sick with it with her focus. That's my biggest strength in anything is that when I get a plan and a vision, oh, that's all I can think of. So it's so hard to distract me. So I'm like, oh, I get to do this. So I was like, okay, Ashley's my assistant, my daughter at that time. She's like 7 or something. So we're just, you know, she's like, I'll do this with you, Mom. But she says, you know, you got to keep me in the same school district. Because, because we would have to move every 2 years. The thing is that you take these homes and you go in and you build them and you design them and you furnish them. Who wouldn't want a job like that? You get to live in these gorgeous homes, and then every 2 years you have to move because that's the, you know, the whole point is that you get your money out and you keep flipping up. So that's what I was doing, girl.
There's nothing wrong with that.
The real estate market was off the chain.
Hey, a good friend of mine told me years ago, sometimes you have to step back like a tiger and then jump forward, right?
Oh, yeah. And it was a great thing because it was like I had to learn business. I didn't have the husband who had all the people to do all the stuff. You know, so it was like, okay. So then I became, and I always try to tell, especially entrepreneurs, which I love because that's who I am, especially the last, you know, especially the last 12 years, you got to learn how money works. So I hadn't had any formal college education. And plus, anyway, nobody teaches you about money anyway. So I had to learn how to, you know, how do I invest this money? And then God really brought a lot of brilliant people that showed me how to, you know, and I had to learn about all kind of, you know, everything. I mean, I can't even think right now. But I always encourage us, you know, learning that business, because, you know, you need that in everything. So anyway, that's what I've been doing, that long-winded story.
Awesome. There's nothing wrong with it because now you are back shining brighter than ever before. Your new album, Carpe Diem, and I have listened to a few of the songs on the album, and I tell you, honey, I play it over and over. One particularly I love, not only Sister, but Seize the Day. I love that song. So let us know what's going on with that. How did it come about?
Yes,
and where are you going with it?
Okay, Carpe Diem, which is a Latin phrase, and that means to seize the day. And my ex had actually given me that title, and he was like, that's really what you're doing. You know, right now, you know, you're working on your music again. And I was like, wow, I love that. So really, so that whole thing became, it's who I am. It's my movement. It's my purpose. It's saying, after 18 years, you guys, come on. If I can do it, you can do it. And don't think just because, oh, I'm Karen White. No, I'm starting over. 18 years is like a whole lifetime in the entertainment industry. And not only am I doing that, I'm saying, you know, the whole point is that I'm doing it independently. I'm not, you know, I just signed a deal with a a manufacturer, but I mean, you know, this is not Warner Brothers, like the big machine I had before. So I believe in myself. I'm putting my money where my mouth is, and I want to inspire all of my entrepreneurs and people out there that are starting businesses, want to go back to school, to live your dream, and don't ever let anybody tell you you can't. And I'm representing 40 with hotness. Ah! 40 something with hotness. We'll say it like that.
You look great. You don't look like you aged at all, Karen.
Oh, man. And let me tell you something about that, because a lot of us are, the food is so horrible. And today it's like, you know, I really want to just talk about taking care of yourself, not just, you know, physically, but, you know, what we're eating and putting in our bodies, and also forgiveness, which is a big part of what makes you look ugly and stressed out. So I want to encourage people to forgive, because that's a huge part, and that's my gift that the Lord gave me, I believe, is I forgive people. So that's a big part of keeping your spirit right and seizing the day.
Amen, and all the glory to Him. And I'm on air with Karen White, Working Diva, our favorite working diva, 1231 Los Angeles, San Diego, 331 Atlanta. I see you guys tuning in. I see you, SCLC. Yes, Karen is here, empowering our women, her new album. I'm going to try to say this, Karen. Carpe Diem. Did I say that right?
No, you got to listen to the, okay, listen to the album. Pretty much on every track before the beginning, I say, Carpe Diem. Carpe diem, seize the day.
This
carpe
is why
diem,
I cannot speak Spanish. Wow, this is why I cannot speak Spanish, because I can never roll my tongue. Well, I want to play your song, Seize the Day, so that way everyone can hear it. I'm going to go ahead and play it. And definitely before we play this, I want to send a big kudos to Blog Talk Radio, the BTR team, for featuring the show. The staff picked today, so everyone across the globe is really seeing this show. So not only is BGE a featured host, but we are being featured as a staff pick show today. So let's go ahead and hear this. We got Working Diva, Miss Karen White, Seize the Day.
Seize the day.
What a song. Beautiful. And, girl, you will fly in the video. I have to come to your house and raid your closet. I mean,
fly. It's so funny how in my later.
I love that song.
I love how as women, like, you know, when you get older, it's like you just get more confident. My whole thing is, like, you know who you are and what you're not. I think that is so important to stay in your lane and just be like, these are my assets. I know my body. I know my hair. I know my makeup. Before, when I was so younger, I look at it, I was like, why did I let them put all that makeup on me? And now it's actually, like, less. Because they want to do this thing on you, make you all the divas. I'm going to make you look like a diva. I'm like, no. Now I'll be like, I want to look natural. I want to just look like I have beautiful skin, bronze me up. Hey.
Oh. Yes, just absolutely beautiful. How do they get the album, Karen? How can they go about picking up your album, purchasing your album?
Oh, well, you can get it at karenwhite.me, and that's K-A-R-Y-N. WHITE.ME. That's my website, or you can get it on Amazon.com or iTunes. So those are three places that you can get it.
Now, you have a lot of things going on. Just a lot that's going on from your PR team that shared with me. You know, you're going to be on the upcoming sitcom. You're working on a tour. Talk about some of that you have going on, especially the sitcom, because I'm looking, I'm like, the name of it, and I'm going to let you say it. I'm like, I'm really curious, what is your part in that show?
Girl, let me tell you about this sitcom that is incredible. Michael Ajawa is the director and the writer. He's responsible for doing stuff with the Eve Show, Love That Girl, Maisha, lots of great shows, and actually they just won an NAACP award for the Unsung Sly Stone. But, yeah, he's an incredible writer, and this is so, oh, my God, the script. And I'm not just saying this because he's just funny as heck. You know how some shows are so real that, you know, you get it, and it's like, boy, you out of your mind. I play, okay, right now it's called Trophy Wife. I'm not sure if it's going to remain that, but it is, it's, you know, it's these ballers, you know, that have wives, and we live in Kimberly Wood, and I'm the single one. I'm like the Kim Porter of the group, because I have, you know, I'm the single one. I don't need the ditty or I'll be sure. See, they got the husbands to deal with. I'm single, so I'm kind of a bad influence because I'm my own woman. Kim the Ballin' Banks, that's my character. And so I'm just loud and sassy and rich and feeling myself. So but I'm smart though, because I got an MBA, and it's an amazing cast. A lot of new faces that are, you know, the leads, they're beautiful, and you know, Dina's, and you know, just a gorgeous, beautiful brown girl. Akeem is amazing. And some of the people that Tommy from, Tommy from Martin.
Yeah.
I mean, he played my ex-lover. And I forgot, he's going to kill me, the other guys on the show. I cannot think of the actor's name. But, yeah, that's been amazing. We just wrapped yesterday. And I am having the time of my life. I'm so grateful, so humbled. And the great thing is that I'm just fearless now. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful. I'm like, Lord, I'm so glad what you did with me, because just coming back into this industry, before I was such a hot mess .org and com, because I would have felt like I had to be incredible. That was my main thing. I just was so highly, I've got to be the best. I can't go on the set and not be, you know, I was just so wrong. And just now I'll be like, I'm going for it. It's like, you know, and it's just a favor and a blessing that the Lord has really just put.
Man.
And I'm just walking in this, and I'm just, that's all I can say. I'm just truly thankful, and I'm, because it doesn't have to be, especially, you know, in Hollywood. You got so many people that are just fighting for little roles that we already get. So, like I said, I'm just on my knees, girl, and I'm having the time of my life. So look for Trophy Wife coming soon. You there? Uh-oh.
Are you there, Karen?
I think she's going to call back in. Apologies, you guys. We had a little technical difficulty. One of the calls dropped, but we are back. Let me just tweet Karen really quick and let her know that. Call back in, Karen. Line dropped. So we will, as you guys hear, we are on air with Karen White, R&B, number one R&B artist. She's back with her new album. I hope she doesn't kill me, with Carpedema, C-A-R-P-E-D-I-E-M. And she's here speaking about the wonderful things that she has going on in her career and the wonderful things that's happening with her album and in her purpose. And her destiny, definitely she is. Karen, I'm so sorry. The thing just dropped on me. But you know that happens a lot when we start talking about purpose and destiny here on the Bill Grown and Joy. This is not the first time this has happened.
We don't worry about that. We're back.
Well, we got a lot of callers, Karen, so I want to get some of your fans to speak to you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's go and get them talking, and we can play one of your other songs.
Okay.
Hi, caller 678-6981. Welcome to Bill, Grow, and Enjoy. 678-6981. Are you there? And you have to press 1 for callers. You have to press 1 for us to hear you.
I'm here. Hi, Khaleesia. I was thinking I was just listening. Didn't know I was participating. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi. Don't you hate that when you think you're listening? You're like, oh. Well, anyway, that's what you were supposed to call. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm very excited that you have Karen White on the line, and beyond that, I'm excited that she's being so transparent. Thank you for that, Karen, because a lot of successful Black females, they make it, and you just think that, oh my God, they just arrived, and you're being. I love that. I love that. I think we need to hear more of that so that we can attain to greatness and continue on our path so that we don't give up so easily.
Wow, you said it. That's it. That's exactly what you're right, being transparent. And so that's what all of this is about. I believe that the Lord will use, you know, people for that. And my thing is that especially when you screw it up, women don't really admit that part. We want to be able to be like, oh, that man did this and that. No, I'll be the first because I believe that's really a part of my ministry and as a person right now. And maybe that kind of makes me feel a little bit better. Can't change what happened, but I definitely can let women know to what to look for in a great man. And when you get them, don't be foolish like I was.
Exactly.
And you're so right, because even, you know,
it's more so, I can't even say surprising, it's an embarrassment thing. It's like, okay, I'm supposed to have it together, I'm supposed to do this and that, and I'm not where I'm supposed to be, and I was supposed to be 10 yards down the line by now, and I'm like 3 miles back, and 'cause, I mean, even, I think we all have that in our lives, and I think it's very commendable that you're able to come on the show and talk about it so that, you know, when we mess up, we can realize, you know what, it's not that we can't keep going forward. It's sometimes when we mess up, it's exactly what God wants us to, because we have to learn a lesson in order to continue forward.
That's called chastisement in the Bible. And, but that's the love of God, just like we chastise our parents. I mean, our kids, not parents. We chastise our kids because we love them. And so I'm like, I'm so glad he got a hold of me, because, like I said, I was a mess. And I'm like, I would have never been like this. Y'all wouldn't have got this from me. I would have been like, I got it together. I'm the superwoman, baby. Anyway, thank you so much.
So
thank
right.
you for calling.
You're welcome.
And it's awesome. You know, I definitely agree with you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. You have a blessed day, and I'm so inspired by you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're here, Karen. Let's go ahead and take another one for you.
Okay.
Caller 609-7690. Welcome to Bill, Grow, and Enjoy.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Bill Grown and Joy. Your name and where are you calling from?
Troy Hughes, Mount Pocono, PA.
I'm sorry?
Troy Hughes, Mount Pocono,
Troy
Pennsylvania.
Hughes. Troy Hughes from
yeah.
Pennsylvania?
Yeah, Mount Pocono up in the mountains.
Awesome, awesome. Well, welcome to Bill Grown and Joy. What would you like to say to Karen?
Karen, look, don't you ever take 17 years off again. Don't you ever do that to me.
Aww.
The year was
please, I believe me.
The Budweiser Superfest, 1989, Meadowlands, New Jersey. I was 16 years old, and I remember Next Condition was actually, they weren't even known. They were your band. Stokely sang Love Song.
Trying to know my history.
Yeah, look, Stokely sang Love Song, a Babyface part, but I remember that like it was yesterday. I was a fan.
Yes,
look, I remember that. And I was like, man, I was hooked ever since. I was hooked ever since, you know. That Make 'Em Do Right. I got everything on iTunes. I got everything on CD hard copy. I got Carpe Diem. I ordered it off of the website. I ordered it off of iTunes. You know, I'm a true, true Karen White fan.
You
and,
are, Troy.
Yeah, no doubt. And I want to say this refreshing to hear. But seriously, I want to say it's refreshing to hear somebody speak about an ex and not in a negative term, because every interview I saw, everything I ever seen, you always speak highly of Terry, and that's wonderful.
Shoot.
That don't happen.
I know that's what I was saying. I don't know whatever that is. I'm probably too truthful for my own sake, but I don't know how any other way to be. But, you know, he is amazing. And that will never change. And his wife is very lucky. But, you know, God had another plan, you know. So
right,
not
right.
that even he even had another plan. It's just our choices have consequences. And so most people you have to be able to live with that. And I'm okay. I'm moved on. And we are back 18 years. And I'm feeling stronger now at 40-something than more than I was in my 20s. So, I feel better. I feel totally like, okay, I understand. It's for a purpose. It's not just all this anxiety, because it's a lot of anxiety that, for me, I had a lot of, like I said, that I was just trying to be. You know, when you have people, I was around such great minds and talent, and you got Janet Jackson in the other room doing her record, and it was a lot of pressure. Shoot. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Karen, get in here and sing background real quick.
Who, baby?
They said, look, Karen, can you hear and sing background for Janet real quick?
I
got Terrell and Alexander O'Neill in Studio B.
Mint Condition in another studio. Then you got N.E., New Edition. I mean, Minnesota was popping at that time, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
it was just
like,
an incredible
yeah.
time in music.
No doubt
oh,
about
yeah.
it. That's an era, a golden era in black music
mm-hmm.
right there.
Yeah, so I never will forget it. And thank you, Troy, so much, because a lot of people, they don't even know. I know you're a true fan, the fact that you know that Mint Condition played with me, because,
mm-hmm.
When I tell people that, they're like, no, because everybody thinks Stokely is a god anyway, especially he's an artist, you know what I mean? That's who you go to be like, that boy, you know what I mean? Stokely crazy, what he can do with his voice, and he's so humble,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Exactly, yeah, definitely, and I had the pleasure
all
of meeting
all of the guys, all of them are like, I was just at the Soul Train Awards, right, and I got to sit next to him, and I spent the whole night, I was envy of everybody. Stokely's married. But, let me tell you how humble he is. You would have thought I was, like, he was my security. He's so humble. I was like, man, I want to be like you, Stokely. I mean, because for as bad as he is, we're talking about Stevie Wonder kind of talent.
Yeah.
He doesn't walk around with any arrogance. I was like, wow, I'm so impressed, and I love you, Sophie. So we're going to do a duet.
Oh, that's what's up. I met Mint Condition. They were playing for, they were the backing band for Rock Press Band one year or whatever. And I actually, that's how I met them or whatever. And I was like, oh, you know, when I said Karen White, they was like, oh, you know what I mean? And they just opened everything
oh.
up.
Really? So when was this? Was this a while back or?
This was a few years later, Ralph, when he had his first solo album, he was on the Budweiser Superfest. You go figure,
oh,
right?
You
know, yeah, and I was like, you know, the backstage area, and I saw Mint Condition. I'm like, hey, weren't you guys with Karen? Well, you know what I mean? I said that, man. It was there. They right dropped the instrument. Like, hey, you remember that? And,
Yeah, because I know they said, okay, he's official. He's
official. Right.
Aw. Thank you so much, Troy, for calling, and I feel the love. Keep praying for you, girl, and watch you get it in.
I can't wait till you come to the East Coast. I can't wait till you come to the
East
Coast.
I know. It's coming soon. I'm getting so much love outside of the United States, but it's coming soon, because if that's an indicator like Tina Turner did, I'll be happy with that. Slow and steady.
I've been around the world, and listen, it's sad how black artists, the love that they get overseas compared to home, doesn't make sense. It's depressing. I go on to McDonald's in Japan, and I see pictures of Stevie Wonder, the Jackson 5, you know, Smokey.
Mm.
You know, the music they play nonstop is our music, but you come home, and if you ain't been out in 6 months, everybody thinks that you're dead, broke, on, you know, it's just like I said, it's just sad. Yeah, it's sad. It's sad the way that we do it. You know,
we just got to get it together, because the whole point is that, see, white folks, they understand their royalty. See, they look at Mick Jagger and these people
those,
that have done it, an icon.
Yeah.
They have such a respect. They consider them like a god. You know,
they'll bring their children to a Grateful Dead concert. It'd be like a 5-year-old on somebody's shoulders, you know, at a Grateful Dead. You're like,
I don't know what that is with black folks, because we think it's about now. But to me, I'm like, I want to sit in the greatness of Tina and Al and Stevie and
Yep,
and he's around. That's what I'm trying to preach. Tell me some stuff. I want to learn. But anyway, we'll get there.
No doubt about it. And thank you. I know I probably took up too much time, but thank you, Karen. I love you.
I know we did.
Congratulations on everything.
I know.
Have
thank you so much, Troy.
All right. To you.
All right.
Awesome, Karen. Awesome. Yeah, your fans, they love you. Because, like I said, you were like a sister to me growing up, and I didn't even know you. Girl, I used to dress like you. I was saying before you came on the air, I was like, this is amazing where your life ends up, because I literally wanted to be you. I was dressing like you. I couldn't sing like you, but I tried. But I'm a diehard fan. So it's just awesome to see you back.
Oh,
and,
fun.
You know, like I said, when I spoke to your PR team, and then they requested, and you said, can Karen come be the working diva? I was like, oh my God, that's an honor! You know,
yes, because I'm working. Because we working, girl. Hey, we getting it in, y'all.
Yes,
y'all better stay with us.
Yes.
Every day.
All day long. And, you know, and that's something else you're working on, I think. You're planning on a tour, correct? That's up and coming?
I'm planning on a tour. I'm actually going to Africa for the first time next week. And doing that, and I'm doing a reality show. This is fun. I'll say a little bit because I know we don't have a lot of time. But this is a show. It's called Married to God. I think they changed it to Gospel Girls. But that's going to be the whole, you know how I open up to you guys about all that bad stuff in my life and how I'm navigating and all of that stuff. That show is going to be about women, successful women, dealing with all, you know, life issues and how they deal with it in a world like Los Angeles and in the entertainment industry. And so that's going to be a great show because, like you said, when you can see people and you don't think their life is so perfect and you can see that this is choices daily, what comes out of your mouth, how you, you know, especially in business, because with women, they always say, because I got a lot of men on my team and they say I'm bossy, so I got to watch. I feel like I'm schizophrenic because, bipolar, I have to be how I say things to the men, but I really am trying to, you know, get my way. But so it's just all of this craziness, and it just shows you how to, you know, just deal with all of your spirituality. And so that's coming soon. Got that. I got my artist, Mark Knox, who's coming. He's going to be starring in my video, My Heart Cries. He's young, sexy. He's like Andre 3000 meets Frank Sinatra. He's a bad boy. Look out for him. He's going to be coming. And I have another artist, Jay Ali, who is an incredible vocalist, who is, I don't know, he's like Luther, but just hotness. And he raps just sick. He's on my record. He wrote a lot of the songs. And so I got a lot going on. And I'm, like I said, I'm remaining thankful. And I want to ask you guys to pray for me continually, because it's a journey, you know, and like I said, I want to encourage us all. This world is small now. The internet made us all, you know, get connected to the world. So now is the time in these infancy stages,
is to build these platforms and to do it yourself. Don't expect for someone to give you anything, because the world is back to where you don't need it. You just got to be able to work hard and not look for the, you know, when is it going to happen? You got to just do the work, and you'll look up and see that you do. It happens because you're diligent.
Absolutely. And we are on air with Working Diva Karen White. Yes, our number one, R&B. She is back, Working Diva on fire. Karen, you're going to be at the Executive Prep Gala, correct? Because I'm going to be there, because I'm going to be looking for you so we can get some Working Diva shots.
I hope I am. I don't know, because I think I may be in Africa. When is it? I think you probably know more than I do, but yeah. Oh,
February 20th.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yes.
And I'm so excited about education of finance.
Yes.
Remember I was telling
yes.
you?
Yes.
Nobody teaches you how to deal with money, and that's
exactly.
horrible.
Exactly.
So this school is incredible. I want to support. I'm going to actually be doing something where I'm going to be auctioning stuff, and I support entrepreneurs, you guys. I'm telling you, because that's the new world we live in. You better know. You better get there, because you can't wait for nobody to do it for you, y'all. I'm trying to stress that.
Right.
Into our own hands, that we got to come together, even with platforms, you know, us uniting in that sense, you know, and not just saying separate, because black folks always want to do things, well, I got mine over here. No, join together. But, you know, there's this unity, there's power. We got to really, our mindsets have to change in this economy.
Absolutely. Build, grow, and enjoy. Yes, Executive Prep. Gala, Financial Literacy School, Omar McGee, Rise Media Group. You guys are awesome out there. Karen, I saw your PSA. Just awesome, awesome, awesome. Because, you know, I'm a former financial planner, financial advisor, so you know it's in my element. I am there, and I'm going to be in full force.
Oh, definitely. This is going to be amazing.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
Yes. Well, it was absolutely a pleasure for you to join us today. I know we're running out of time, but it was just an honor for you to even take the time to come speak to us. Definitely, I'll let you know, it was absolutely inspiring. Let everyone know how they can follow you on Twitter and your website once again.
Okay, my Twitter is Karen's, and that's with a Y, Karen's_world. And then my Instagram is Karen White Official, and my Facebook is Karen White Official. And, hey, I'm here for you guys. Any questions, any comments? I'm definitely, excited about, like I said, social media. So I play a very active role. If anybody who's a Facebook fan, they know that that's very important to me, my communication with everyone. So I just want to say thank you, guys. Always, you know, shout out to Leanne from Rise Media, my publicist who set this up. So let's seize the day and just God bless everybody. And you're amazing. And thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Blessings to you. And I look forward to meeting you, Diva.
Okay, sweetie. Okay, God bless.
All right. Well, there you guys have it. Working Diva, Karen White. She's back. Oh, girl. Yes. At Karen_world on her Twitter. Get the album today. Awesome album. Get on over to her website. That's going to conclude our show for today. Thank you, callers. Thank you, listeners. I hope this show inspired you. I'm sure it did, because it inspired me. Be back on air Thursday, 12 p.m. Eastern, In Search of a Healer with Dr. Josue and Dino Health and Love. It's that time of the year. And I'm going to be back on air Monday, 3 p.m. with Ebony's 2012 Power 115-year-old civil rights activist, just powerful young lady, Mary Pat Hector. BillGrownAndJoy.com, and I'm going to conclude this show while everyone listens in with Karen's song on her new album, Sister, Sister.
And wake up, sisters, 'cause ain't nobody tripping about what you got on. See, I should have your back, you should have mine. We've been fighting for too long, don't you think it's time? what we do. It's all to the good when you know that you should. But ain't it such a shame how we take the blame?
Taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.